The national discussion on race and ethnicity, ignited by revelations about a now former Spokane NAACP leader, are focusing on the term transracial. That's the term being applied by some to Rachel Dolezal.
Now, but it's a word that's not well understood, and LaShawn Williams-Schultz works as a multicultural advocate and mental health therapist with Wasatch Family Therapy. She also teaches at Salt Lake Community College. She's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And LaShawn, first of all, people are comparing Rachel Dolezal's story with the Bruce Jenner experience, saying that she's transracial. Is there such a thing?
There is such a thing as transracial. However, as that popular meme goes, I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those things that applies here. Transracial is an adoption term, and it was coined in the 1970s from the National Association of Black Social Workers during a time where African-American children were first being placed in white families, and the NABSW wrote a manifesto that was condemning the practice, actually. And so that's one of the first times where the term transracial popped up in popular culture and in terminology. It applies to adoption, but not to identity.
Yeah, so can a person of another race identify in their mind as a member of another race?
I guess anything's possible if it was that simple, but it isn't. In the history of America, we can't really divorce these sorts of issues from their history. There's always a purpose to identity, and in the case of racial identity development, it's about reconciling who you are with who you're socialized and raised to be. In 1966, James Marcia created what was called identity status theory, and it was the basic idea that the sense of identity, is determined largely by the choices and commitments that you make regarding certain personal and social traits. So in the United States, when people of different demographics made the choice to pass in areas of race or gender expression, they did so at a really large cost. They knew that they would have everything to lose and to start over again and to scrub their entire history. And even still, even if they chose to pass, it might not work. And at times, for members of the black community passing as white or members of the LGBT community passing as heterosexual, it might cause them death if they were discovered.
Right.
And so you can identify in one way, but you might do so at a cost. And it doesn't seem like that's what Rachel was doing in her choices to attempt to pass as an African-American woman.
Right. LaShawn, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.